CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast. Listen now at home on the iHeartRadio app.
Good morning, Adam.
Good morning, Ari, and good morning, all. It's 6:07 on Thursday, the 11th of August. Welcome to it.
Can you believe it?
Yep.
I can believe it. How are you feeling today? Are you feeling sore?
Well, yes, Ari and I started our Burnie 10 training last night with Brian Lyons from Everyday Lyons, who's taken us through a 10-week course.
Mm.
No, I'm fine apart from the blisters on my feet.
But the rest of your body is fine.
Raw skin because of those orthotics, just exposed, red, raw skin, hanging off. So that's,
yuck.
It's hard
that
to walk on
disgusting.
My feet. But other than that, I'm fine.
Oh, just pop your feet up, Ads.
Well.
Sit back and relax.
Yeah, I will.
Okay.
It's a sit-down job, this, so it'll be fine. What about you? Are you sore?
I am definitely a bit sore, yeah. Yep, definitely. Face fears, not a huge fan of running and not a huge fan of birds. So, conquered both last night.
Yeah, it's on a big sports oval where the birds...
Oh, my God, there's so many birds.
The birds like
birds
to meet
everywhere.
In the evening.
Like, everywhere. Oh, every time we go around the lap, it's like, oh, face that fear again. And then I was so tired, I couldn't run any faster. And I was like, if a bird attacks me right now, I'm just going to have to... crawl up and pretend like I'm dead.
Did he give you any advice, old Brian?
Oh, he told me just don't do anything for the next 2 days.
Did he?
Yeah, just do whatever you do, don't run for the next 2 days. I was like, done.
He said to me, oh, I could up my treadmill game by 5 minutes that I do every now and again, once a week.
Oh, that's good.
He also told me get some better socks.
Oh, did you not have good socks on?
Well, because of the blisters.
Yep, okay. You need some proper running socks, hey?
But he's going to bring them for me, so
oh
I'm sorted.
Oh, my God, cute! Bit of bromance happening.
Ah, you could call it that. You want to call it that? You know what's happening tonight is that big podcast recording by salesman Troy in Penguin.
Oh, my God, I know. How exciting.
South Road Boys.
How exciting. So if you want something to do tonight, head along. It's at the Penguin Beer Co, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. You know what I'm reading here? One of the segments, South American News. I wonder what that's about.
Well, South American News, I reckon.
But I wonder what the news is.
Yeah, don't know. Maybe you should call him and ask.
Yeah, he's not awake.
He could wake him up.
He's not an announcer. He's
just
sales.
Just give him a buzz. He might be out running or something.
He's sales. They get up very, very late. 10 a.m. probably, or something.
They start work way before that.
Coming up this hour today in history, we're going to do Who Dat with Gina Riley, who plays Kim from Kath and Kim. Also, very soon, we'll talk about this. There's a brand of confectionery that has quietly left our shelves.
Mm.
Some of us may not have noticed. Some of us may have. But we'll get to the bottom of it. What confectionery do you think it may be?
John asked me. I think I know.
Do you? Why?
Yeah.
Why do you know? You've been reading news articles about it.
On my Facebook and Instagram feed and stories and on TikTok.
It's been coming up on your feed.
Has been.
And next we'll do a 5 second rule, really, to just get this mother into gear. This is Sam
Needed.
Sparrow on CFM.
Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Good morning, CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast. There goes the microphone. We are going to do a 5 second rule, just doing some off-air business there. 5 second rule.
We've only got 5 seconds to say the words.
Alrighty, me and Ari challenge each other this time in the morning to name 3 things in 5 seconds. You can play along listening. It's not that hard. We're terrible. We're really dumb, but we're just terrible people as well.
What do you mean we're terrible people? It's too early for hard questions, Adam.
All right, Ari, who's come first?
Adam, in 5 seconds, name, and if you're playing along at home, in the car, on the go, wherever you are, name 3 celebrity couples.
Oh, you got Ben and Jen. Don't know. Who cares?
Yeah.
I'm quite proud to not know that.
Okay.
All right, Ari, in 5 seconds, can you name 3 things that you trim?
Your beard, your hair.
Yeah, there's 2. Shrubs, hedges, bushes, nails.
True. Damn. Let's go back to the celebrity couples. Come on, that's an easier question.
Well, do you have?
Blake Lively, Ryan Reynolds. Like, goals,
don't know
goals.
Who Blake Lively is.
Sorry, what?
I'm quite proud of that.
From Gossip Girl, the blonde one.
No.
Serena in Gossip Girl. Oh, my God, I can't help. Ellen and Portia.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Prince William, Kate Middleton. Come
yeah.
on.
Yeah. There's some
done
good
it.
Ones.
She's
yeah.
done it.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Turn up
the music. Adam and Ari for breakfast on 101.7 CFM. Call 1-300-655-922.
On 1-300-655-922, we have Alex. Morning, Alex. How are you?
Yeah, good. I heard that you're just doing some running with Brian Lyons.
Yes.
Oh, my God, we are. Do you have any tips?
Well, yes, for Adam.
Yep.
But my daughter used to train with him, so he's excellent. But you say you wear orthotics. Do you actually lift up in the bottom of your shoe the actual piece that's in there that your foot normally sits on and put your orthotics underneath that?
Yes.
They don't move.
Yeah, I did remove that, yeah.
No, leave the actual piece in, but have your orthotic underneath it.
Oh, under that? No.
Ooh.
Yes, so you actually keep the padding for your feet, but your orthotics still work, but they just don't move around.
Yeah, right. No, I hadn't tried that. I hope I still got that piece of foam. I hope I didn't throw it out.
You probably threw it out.
It is. And next thing is, if you actually, and I'm not brand naming, but I'm a chef, so I'm on my feet all day, the Hoka, is it Hoka or Hoka shoe?
Right.
Oh. H-O-K-A. It's like butter on
right.
your feet.
Right, that's good. Butter.
Oh, okay.
Right, I'll have to have a look into this.
I like the sound of yeah. butter on feet.
H-O-K-A.
Yeah, they are awesome shoes. Kind of ugly looking, but...
That's not yeah. what it's about. It's about comfort.
Adam doesn't worry about that.
It's about comfort.
Yeah. yeah.
Being a chef, how do you feel about yeah. Crocs?
Oh, God, I hate them.
Yeah.
I grew up, not that I'm a redneck or a bogan, but I grew up in the country
mm-hmm.
and my brother was a logger, and I went to his house one day and he said, I've got to go and get something from the car, and he slipped on a pair of Crocs, and I was like, what the f***?
Yeah!
Like, he's the biggest redneck I know and he slips on Crocs. I was like, my world has changed and I'll never be able to, like... Yeah, it was awful.
Right.
Oh my God, I love that so much.
It
That's
changed
so
how you saw him as a person.
Yeah, absolutely. I was like, where's your mangina? Because he was.
CFM's Adam and Ari, 25 past 6. I need to ask you a little question here, Ari.
Yeah.
I just need to clarify something. Alex's call there, right?
Oh, you my God, I knew this was coming!
You asked her about the Crocs, right? This was your reaction to her hating Crocs.
Oh, God, I hate them.
Yes!
What's that? Oh, yes, you have Crocs.
I do have Crocs because my bestie listens to the show, her and her husband, and for my birthday, they bought me Crocs because, remember, we were saying... We would wear them if we didn't have to pay for them.
Mm.
But when I look down at my feet or I wear them to work, I honestly still cringe.
Do you?
Yeah, 100%. Oh. Do not feel cool wearing Crocs, but I do it anyway because I got them for my birthday. And yeah, I said on the air I would wear them if I got them for free. My friend Shelby, though, in Cairns, she thinks it's going to be hot girl summer in Crocs.
Mm, I don't know.
She just bought colourful Crocs.
To be honest, I think you've been caught in a web of lies here.
A web of lies?
Yeah.
I'm always
like,
in a web
of lies. I'm with you, Alex. I hate Crocs too. You wear them. You said, I don't care about looks or whatever. Look at me nice New Balances with me avocado
yeah,
socks.
Oh, my God. You do have nice shoes on.
Oh, no. I'm materialistic, not you.
Oh, my God.
Turns out this whole time.
The tables have turned ads.
No, they haven't. So get a load of this, right? You already have heard this story. It's come up on your feed or whatever. Starbursts have quietly just gone off the shelves.
I know, right? Weird.
And they didn't really say anything. It's made by the Mars company.
Mm.
They didn't really say anything until it sort of sprung up. There was a TikToker named Nariman.Dane who took to social media being like, anyone notice there's no Starbursts on the shelves anymore? And then basically, yeah, the Mars...
It's gone viral. Now everyone wants a Starburst.
Exactly.
You know, they could have done that before they took them.
Exactly.
You know?
So no one wanted them until they're gone.
What do you say? Pushed some units?
Yeah, shifted some units. But yeah, a spokesperson for Mars had to reveal, we regularly review our Mars Wrigley product range to ensure we're offering our customers great tasting products that are also great value for money. Very good PR language.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Our Starburst products are imported from Europe, and like many businesses that are importing products from overseas, the brand has been exposed to supply chain difficulties and rising cost pressures over the last 2 years. So COVID and the economy has even hit Starbursts.
It's an excuse.
You reckon?
All I'm hearing are PR nonsense. Excuses. They're just trying to push some more units.
What
when
units?
They bring it back.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, they're going to bring it back and then have a big reveal of a new flavour and they'll be like, oh, it's back.
Mm.
And then everyone will go buy some because you didn't realise how much you missed or loved them.
Yeah, maybe.
Until they were gone.
I think they're gone for good. I don't think they're coming back.
Okay.
Yeah, after reviewing our options, we made the difficult decision to discontinue the brand in Australia from June 2022. So
yeah, everyone is going to push those units overseas.
Shift.
And get them.
It's shift.
Sorry.
Remember,
shift.
we just went over this. Shift those units.
Sorry. They're going to shift.
Oh my God, this man is my exact double.
Who dat?
Who dat? Who dat?
I can't tell the difference.
It is time to play Who Dat. If you're a Kath and Kim fan, then listen in. The number's 1-300-655-922. If you guess correctly, you'll be in the draw to win a $150 voucher to spend at Jensen's Quality Metalworks for a flue clean and wood heater assessment.
Yes, the way it works is we've got three clips. You've got to tell us which one is Gina Riley, who plays Kim on Kath and Kim. The other two clips are not her. Someone different. All right, here are our clips. This is A.
They got me a body double for the bum shots.
B.
You've been to about 3 of his matches ever, but these kids got the full Mike Brady.
C.
I'd have to say this is one of the most terrifying and strangest jobs I've ever done.
1-300-655-922. Which one is Gina Riley, a.k.a. Kim? We'll go again.
They got me a body double for the bum shots.
B.
You've been to about 3 of his matches ever, but these kids got the full Mike Brady.
C.
I'd have to say this is one of the most terrifying and strangest jobs I've ever done.
By the way, Kath and Kim reunion happening. It's finished being filmed. Get a load of that. 1-300-655-922. Which of those three clips is Gina Riley?
Adam and Ari for breakfast.
That's Lizzo on CFM. We are doing the Gina Riley challenge.
Oh my God, this man is my exact double.
Who dat?
Who dat? Who dat?
I can't tell the difference.
Ian from Smithton is on with us to play Who Dat. We'll run the clips for you, Ian. You tell us which of the three you think is Gina Riley, a.k.a. Kim Day. All right, here's clip A.
They got me a body double for the bum shots.
B.
You've been to about 3 of his matches ever, but these kids got the full Mike Brady.
C.
I'd have to say this is one of the most terrifying and strangest jobs I've ever done.
What are you thinking, Ian?
Is it A?
They got me a body double for the bum shots.
Yeah, mate. It is.
Thank you.
More than welcome, Ian. You are in the draw to win that $150 voucher to Jensen's Quality Metalworks for a flue clean and wood heater assessment.
Woohoo!
Woohoo! Go, Ian. Hang there. Grab your details.
Clip B was Michaela Banners and clip C was Bridie Carter from McLeod's Daughters.
Today in history, the thing that happened.
Thousands of years ago.
Big day of history today, the 11th of August. We're going to have a look at that day in history.
Let's have a look at it.
It was on this day in 1966 that John Lennon held a press conference in Chicago apologising for stating that the Beatles were more popular than Jesus.
No, but I'm not saying that we're better or greater or comparing us with Jesus Christ as a person or God as a thing or whatever it is. You know, I just said what I said and it was wrong or was taken wrong and now it's all this.
Now it's all this. On this day in 2005, Shane Warne became the first cricketer ever to take 600 test wickets during an Ashes game at Old Trafford.
It's
no, that one.
What's that done? Now then, yes, out. 600 test match wickets for Shane Warne. What a moment.
600th wicket has come off slightly unorthodox fashion, off the back of Trescothick's bat, onto Adam Gilchrist's knee and up into his gloves. And the end of Marcus Trescothick. And what a moment for the great leg spinner.
It was the very next year, actually. I happen to know for a fact in November that he was sitting at a Pearl Jam concert.
You would know a fact like that.
I had better seats than him at that very concert.
I feel like every time this gets brought up. I love it, though. Good on you, Adam. Proud.
And on this day in 2008, the Airbnb website was launched.
It's simple.
Just enter where you want to go, the dates you want to be there, and choose from thousands of places. Then decide between a room or having the whole Airbnb home to yourself.
Can't believe that was 2008. It's 2022.
What, you thinking it was more recent than that or further ago?
More recent than that?
2008. And now this, this one was sent in from a listener. It was on this day in 1980. Back in 1980, the mysterious Mel entered the world. Today she now has two boys, one aged 20 and the other is 5. A side note, she loves listening to A&A on CFM, the Brekkie Show.
Oh, happy birthday, Mel.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast. Listen now at work on the iHeartRadio app.
Good morning, Adam.
Morning, Ari. Morning, all. You still sore from last night's training session for the Burnie 10?
I'm not going to lie. I am pretty sore. So RIP to the next couple of days.
I really hope I didn't throw the foam out from those shoes I can put over the orthotics.
Yeah.
Maybe help out my blister situation.
What a handy little tip.
Well, in the future, even if I did throw it out in the future, I'll be putting the original sole from the shoe. I never knew this. The original sole from the shoe, I usually just rip out, throw it out and replace it with my orthotic. But you pop it over, especially with a runner, over the top of the orthotic.
So smart. Genius.
For maximum comfort.
Yeah.
And minimum blister. On the way this hour, we have a guest coming in, Bonnie from Windows on Westella, to give us their count for Coins for Kids, I believe.
I know. They were donating $1 from every single meal purchased throughout the month of July to Coins for Kids. So we've got to make it a big reveal.
Yeah, we don't even know.
You're going to tell us
so how much they raised.
So excited to find out. Can't wait to have her in. So it's going to be lots of... Oh, lots of the feels this morning with that.
All that money going to help young people on the northwest coast affected by cancer. We have Word Sanger on the way as well. Ari is going to present dog news today.
Yeah, lots of oodle doodle, schnoodle, poodle, croodle.
More moodle.
News, more doodle news, double doodle news.
Yeah, right, that's good. Keeping on theme for the week.
Yeah,
it's all about doodles and moodles this week. And today we're talking about what was your favourite excursion as a kid. Chuck it up online, CFM Burnie, CFM Devonport on Facebook, or give us a call 1300 655 922. What was your favourite excursion as a kid? What was yours?
I loved going to the zoo and the museum.
The zoo.
Yeah, we went to the Adelaide Zoo a few times when we were quiet. We went on lots of excursions. I liked going to the museum. I like the museum. Even though it's a very quiet place and I'm a very loud person. So the zoo is probably my favourite.
Yeah, right.
You can use your outside voice at the zoo.
Is that a hyena or is it Ari? Who cares?
Who
we're at the
knows?
Zoo. I think mine, when you went to school in Hobart, just every single student, I think, and I believe some students from up here as well, the Cadbury Chocolate Factory, they just wheel kids in and out of there every day, I think, at least back then. That was a good one, but I also remember Fortescue Bay was quite good. It was an interesting place, but mostly we just got up to some mischief.
Yeah. We had a dude in my class that grandfather was Mr. Villy himself, which is Adelaide Pie Place. And we used to get to go there and walk through and see how all the donuts and stuff were made. And then we got to eat all the donuts.
It's the most important bit, yet.
So that was always really fun. Any excursion where you got to have food for free was always a win.
Cadbury Chocolate Factory, get chocolates.
Exactly, food for free.
And they had a shop there where you could buy extra cheap, the offcuts or whatever.
Oh, so good.
Anyway,
I'm hungry now.
CFM Burnie, CFM Devonport, we want to know yours, or you can give us a call 1300 655 922. What was your favourite excursion as a kid? That's Sam Smith on CFM's Adam and Ari, 7:15. What was your favourite excursion as a kid? Josh has written in saying the trip to Maryborough, which I believe is in on Fraser Coast in Queensland, for the same reasons as I think I was saying Fortescue Bay. Not so much for the excursion, but for the mischief that they got up to when they were on the excursion.
We don't need to know any more ads. Lara has said Detention River. Our teacher tried to convince us all he invented Eagle Rock with a wicked dance number that he still sticks out over 15 years later.
Wait, where do they go?
Detention River.
Right, and the teacher made up facts and taught them false information.
False news.
Wow.
Yeah, Eagle Rock, I guess he whipped out his dance moves and...
Still does
the exact same dance 15 years later.
Certain people are saying you're fake because of this news.
And we've had two people, Sean and Damaris, both say Wada Manor, which is like right in the middle of Tassie.
Yeah,
and
what are y'all doing at Wada Manor?
This is like their favourite as a kid as well. It looks like, according to Wikipedia, the 2016 census said that they have a population of 4 people. But it's
sorry, what?
Yeah, it's one of these. I think it's like a hydro area, so that you have like there's certain places around the state. And I know there was one place in the state where only one man lived, but they lived there to work on the hydro. So all those 4 people, I don't know. I assume they're probably hydro workers.
Yeah. Okay. Well, what are you doing in Wanapa?
Well, yeah, shed some light on it because they're saying it's their favourite. So 1300 655 922. If you went to Wada Manor and you know anything about it, you can tell us why it's so great.
Do we need to go to Wada Manor?
I've never
been there.
It's been nominated twice now already for best excursion as a kid. So yeah, tell us about Wada Manor.
Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Yes. Home of the Ning Nang Nong controversy.
On Bernie's hit music station, 101.7 CFM.
1300 655 922. We've got Sean from Somerset on the line. We're talking about your favourite excursion as a kid. How are you going, Sean?
Yeah, good. It's pronounced Wada Manor.
Wada Manor.
So sorry. What are y'all doing in Wada Manor?
It was an old hydro station, power plant type thing. It had heaps of accommodation. Schools used to go up there and send kids orientating and stuff like that.
Right.
Oh, like out on adventures.
Yeah, you know, compasses and had to go and find things and stuff.
Oh, like
that.
How cool. So that's why you loved it so much. There was a lot of fun.
A lot of outdoor stuff. Like, I'm going back quite a few years, mate. I won't tell you my age, but yeah, it was good fun back in the day, yeah.
Do schools still go there on excursions or camps?
Oh, look, I couldn't tell you, Ari. It's been quite a while since I've been to school.
Just thought I'd ask.
Yeah, no worries, mate. That's good, yeah. But, you know, it was good fun back in the day.
Right, so Wada Manor, a good place for orienteering.
It was.
Yeah, awesome. That sounds like a lot of fun.
I'll go to the classroom, which these days I think needs to be a bit more of, but anyway.
Yep,
yeah,
for
well,
sure.
If you're not going to Wada Manor, oh, now I've
Wada Manor.
I've forgotten how to say
Wada Manor, is that right, Sean?
That's correct, guys. Yeah.
Wada Manor. Then get out there.
Put down the iPad, pick up the compass.
Yes, Adam!
Love it. I'm right behind you, guys.
Thanks, Sean. Really appreciate you shedding some light on Wada Manor.
No worries, guys. Have a good day.
Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Hold my hand.
I heard from the heaven.
Like a dog. Go, Ari.
Hey, Adam, your dad has a dog.
Yep.
Yeah.
He does. Correct.
Walking a poodle hybrid is the millennial bloke's equivalent of flashing a wedding ring. A recent report conducted by Relationships Australia has revealed some interesting findings, including how women can identify single blokes on sight. According to the head researcher, Lauren, women no longer need to rely on just the wedding rings or social media to work out if a bloke's single. All they need to do is see what type of dog he's got. It goes on to say, if the dog looks anything like it's from a shelter or a very mixed breed, there's a high chance the bloke is single. But if the dog looks as though it costs a month's worth of wages, he is not. He's either got a girlfriend, engaged, or wifed up. If he's got a poodle hybrid, sausage dog, or Frenchie, don't bother.
Because he's taken.
There was an F bomb in there, but I took that word out. So I'm not sure. I'm going to say, yeah, definitely in a long-term relationship or something else is going down, not entirely sure. They go on to say that this only affects straight blokes as other blokes may choose different animals. So this is just for straight men. Mm. And they also go on to say that staffies are also a tricky one as they can go either way. But, yeah, at least you know, kind of, if they've got a poodle, schnoodle, doodle, woodle.
Moodle, don't forget the moodle.
Yeah, if they've got any sort of
golden doodle.
Yeah, if they've got any sort of oodle.
If they've got a doodle, then they're probably taken.
They're probably wifed up, engaged, or got a girlfriend. And if it's a non-identifiable big dog, you have 70% chance he's single.
Right, what happens when those single boys enter relationships? They still have that dog, though. You know what I mean? That mutt.
I know. So it doesn't really
But does I think...
It, yeah, that's so... And I mean, the same thing if you have a dog with a partner and then you break up, what if that man gets the groodle or the doodle, snoodle, moodle?
Or the moodle, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, can't forget, the moodle. About the moodle. So then they might have a... So, I mean... The stats are the stats, but, I mean, at least you know to stay away from a sausage dog.
Yeah, well, obviously. I mean, no, well, so no male.
So if you see any Tinder bios with a sausage dog, maybe just swap on.
No single straight male is buying a sausage dog, is what you're saying.
That's what the research says. Well,
I've got to say, Ari, a lot of the time you bring into the show mumbo jumbo and voodoo. Right, that I can't stand behind. It's not based in fact or science. But this time...
A lot of the time.
This time, I think... I don't think there's...
I think I'm pretty spot on. Not me. I didn't do the research, but...
I know lots of people that are big fans of the sausage dog that want a sausage dog or have a sausage dog or have had in the past, and they're all female.
And they're all female.
Yeah, so...
Yeah, so if they've got a sausage dog in their Tinder, Hinge, Bumble, Bimble, Yumble, bio or pictures, just maybe move on.
Okay, and to end the dog news, you say what?
Oh, always well. Always out well when it ends well.
No, I just want a dog.
That'll do.
I just want a dog.
Is that it?
That'll do. It's close enough.
I just want a dog. I just want a dog. I just want a dog. A dog. Dog. And I want my dog to be in films.
Adam and Ari for breakfast on Bernie's hit music station, 101.7 CFM. Call 1-300-655-922.
Superfly has teamed up with Defunk there for Pleasure Love on CFM.
Word Sanger.
Something.
It is time to play Word Sanger. This is where we give you two words. Well, Theo, our word machine, does give you two words. If you think you know the word that goes in the middle of the Sanger, give us a call on 1-300-655-922. If you get that word correct, the Mundo, you'll be in the draw to win a $50 voucher to spend at Niche Plants in Shearwater.
All right, Theo, what you got for us today, brother?
Your words for today are text and bank.
Ooh, text and bank.
Phone number 1-300-655-922 if you know the something that comes after text and comes before bank.
Bank.
Text bank. Something, something bank. Do you know the something?
Bank. Text. Bank.
1-300-655-922 to play Word Sanger on CFM. 21 Pilots plays now. Wake up, you need to make money. 13 minutes to 8, we're doing the Word Sanger Challenge.
Word Sanger.
Something.
Kendra, good morning.
Good morning.
All right, Kendra, the word machine Theo will give you the words and you tell us what you think goes in the middle.
Your words for today are text and bank.
What are you thinking, Kendra?
Message.
The word for my sanger is message. Text message. Message bank.
She has done it.
Great.
Congratulations, Kendra. You are in the draw to win that $50 voucher to spend at Niche Plants in Shearwater.
Great. Thank you so much.
Adam and Ari for breakfast.
We're joined in studio by Bonnie from Windows on Westella. Good morning. Thanks for coming in.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Oh, my God. I've just got to say, Bonnie has brought in one of my favourite things, Adam.
Yes.
The biscuits from Windows on Westella.
You get a free one with your coffee,
every
right?
Every time I talk about Windows on Westella, I have to say, when you get a coffee, you get this delicious fruit biscuit, and it's just pure joy next to your cup of joy.
Now, what is this biscuit? Is it a shortbread?
I actually don't know. It's just a choc chip biscuit.
Oh, a choc chip.
It's just a choc chip biscuit. They're delicious, though. They're free when you get your coffee.
Yeah, and then you can buy a box of them if you like them.
Yeah, exactly. I just have to point that out because that's our friendship, isn't it, buddy?
It is.
All the team know, like, to give me two bickies.
VIP.
Well, she's brought in more than two. There's a whole box there.
So thank you.
You're welcome.
Pig and onions there too. Now, Bonnie, you're here to give us the money that was raised over the month of July for Coins for Kids. Thanks so much to you guys for jumping on board and being part of this cause. So you were donating a dollar from every main meal, but not just that?
Not just that. We also put in all of our staff tips for the month of July.
Yeah, how generous is that? All the staff tips going to Coins for Kids too. So, I don't know, should we reveal the figure, how much you guys raised in July?
Oh, my God, I'm literally so excited. Like, give us the details. How much was raised from Windows on Westella throughout the month of July?
So, we raised $3,500 for Coins for Kids for the month of July.
3,500.
Yes.
Wow.
So it was a dollar from every main meal. So if you went out to Windows and Westella and had a main meal throughout the month or donated any staff tips, throughout the past month, thank you.
Mm.
Oh, my God. 3,500. That's huge.
Insane. Yeah, we're just very grateful to have donated, $3,500 to such a worthy local charity. I think it's proof every cent and dollar counts to help make a huge difference to the young people impacted by cancer. And we're just so happy to have taken part in Coins for Kids for another year.
Mm.
Yeah, because last year it was also quite a large amount as well.
Yes.
So, I mean, again, we're so grateful that you guys have, you know, jumped on again this year and most likely again next year as well. But, all the money does stay right here on the coast. We take no admin fees at all. So it stays on the coast and it does indeed go to young kids that have been impacted by cancer through the Kids Can program with Cancer Council. So thank you so much, Bonnie, and the entire team at Windows on Westella. It melts my heart.
Thank you.
Thanks so much for coming in and give us that figure as well as those gifts.
Thanks for having me.
No worries.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast. Listen now in the car on the iHeartRadio app.
Good morning, Adam.
Good morning, Ari, and good morning to everyone.
Absolutely everyone. Hello.
On the way this hour, actually, another guest in studio today, Kiwi Elvis, is coming in.
Oh, that's choice.
I assume that's how it goes, but we'll find out. Kiwi Elvis is going to be at the East Devonport Bowls Club tomorrow and Saturday, 7:30 p.m. They've got a Memorial Week event happening. Two nights of rock and roll, boot scooting, full-on dancing.
Sounds like fun, actually. I hope he's dressed up as Elvis.
We'll
surely,
see.
Surely. Can't wait to get a picky.
Cute. Also on the way, Chorus Kings. CFM's on the fly. Another chance to score yourself $250 to spend at Rex Airlines.
Ooh. Get that number ready, 1-300-655-922.
Also, Ari's world famous TikTok report.
Love a bit of a TikTok report.
And the birthday book. In fact, we'll do the TikTok report next. This is Santana, CFM. Live across the northwest coast, it's CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast, 14 past 8, and we have a world famous TikTok report from Ari.
Your TikTok report. A viral theory on TikTok suggests that Kimmy K and Pete Davidson's relationship was always doomed to fail.
Because they're celebs?
Because they're,
so
well,
it's a given.
That wasn't the theory. Oh. Over the weekend, the news did break. The pair were first spotted together in October 2021. But they have indeed called it quits. So, why?
Because Pete Davidson's a pain in the A, right?
No.
Oh, that's not why.
Apparently, they ran into problems with their schedules. And, you know, they have a lot of love and respect for each other,
Pete,
apparently.
Pete Davidson sucks,
but,
yeah.
You know, he's currently here in Australia filming a project. But TikTok user Jack Mack, a.k.a. at Jack Mack Barstool, suggests the couple's body language made it clear they were incompatible from the start. He actually posted a green line test before the breakup.
Hmm.
And he's gone back to review it and explain it a little bit more to the people on TikTok. So what is the green line test? Well, here's a clip.
In one sentence, the green line test is looking at body language as a way to understand a relationship. What do the green lines mean? How do you draw them? Okay, so basically, the green lines just look at the axes and center of gravity of each person in a photo. This happens in staged photos, ones that you pose for. They're not just random candid photos.
So a photo that you pose for with your partner, the man in this, so this is male-female relationship, the man apparently, if he's leaning into the female, that brings the green line across. And the relationship is destined to doom.
So, essentially, in a photo with a couple posing...
A candid... So, when you're actually posing at an event or something, not just your fun selfies.
If the male is leaning towards the female, it means the relationship is doomed.
It's doomed. And so it will not last.
This is like the mumbo-jumbo witchcraft stuff.
This is the theory from TikTok, from Jack. So, then he goes on to explain, if the female leans in, that's okay. Because usually that is what, you know, that happens, that they lean in. But both standing straight up. So if both green lines are straight up, that is all good too. It's only when the male leans in and the female is straight up. Something to do with the masculine energies and pretty much, it's real weird.
It's real weird. But, I mean, he got it right with Pete Davidson and Kimmy Kay.
Yeah, we got it right one
who
time.
Who else is he right with?
Don't know. No
Maybe
one?
We should all look at our What's photos.
I'm confused what it's based on.
Well, yeah, it's like they're grounded and they can protect and provide when they stand up straight. As soon as they lean in, he goes on to explain pretty much like he gives them the power, and then apparently that becomes less attractive to a female.
So boys don't give the female power in the relationship is what Ari's saying this morning.
Happy birthday to me, happy birthday to me, happy birthday to me, happy birthday to me.
22 past 8, time now to shout some birthdays out with Haddam submitted through the website cfmtaz.com.au. They're all in the draw to win tomorrow a $50 Peppermint Parties voucher. They're in East Devonport. They've got marquees, photo booths, and they've got lots more.
A huge happy birthday to Sienna from Burnie. Happy birthday, gorgeous girl. We hope you have a wonderful day and know that we are so proud of you. You're such a beautiful soul, Sienna. Never stop being you. Love from Zach, Demi, and Lokes.
Mel Walker from Fourth. Happy birthday, Mel. Have a great day, and we hope you like your prezzies. Actually, we know you love your prezzies.
Wee.
Enjoy, babe. You deserve this. XX, love your sister from the other lady's mister.
Okay, mysterious Mel and mysterious messages. Sharon from North Motton. Happy birthday, dear Sharon. Have a great day. We will see you and have some cake with you. Love from Mandy, Haley, and the pets.
Kathy from Devonport, happy 60th birthday to the best stepmum ever. Thank you for everything you do for me. Have a great day. Love always, Linda.
Brooke G from 7320. Happy birthday, Brookie Cookie. Hope you have a great day. And my little happy Gilmore from your besties.
Narelle Mitchell from 4th. A big happy birthday to our beautiful mummy and wife on her special day. We love you.
Happy 10th birthday, Hope. We hope you have a fabulous day. With love from Mum, Dad and Tyler. That's Hope from Burnie.
Hendrix Arnold from Shorewell Park. Happy 2nd birthday, our beautiful boy. We hope you have a great day. Love Mum, Dad, Brandon, Isabella, Jalila and Kaisha. We love you, little man.
Mel Walker from 4th. Happy birthday, babe. Enjoy from Tim.
Another one from Mel Walker from 4th. Biggest happy birthday to my mum. I love you loads and loads and I can't wait to help you eat your cake.
Aww.
Love from your little man, Lockie.
Lachlan Weeks from Devonport, happy 15th birthday to our son Lachlan. We hope you have an awesome day. Love from Dad, Mum and Brother Ryder.
And one more for Mysterious Mel from 4th. Happy birthday, Mysterious Mel from maybe from Generation X. It just says Generation X Girl. Unless
a couple question marks.
Unless they're calling Mel the Generation X Girl.
So mysterious again.
Even the messages are mysterious.
Happy birthday, Mysterious Mel from CFM.
CFMTAS.com.au to get your birthday shout outs in. Next up, your chance to score instantly $250 to spend with Rex Airlines with CFM's On The Fly. We'll do it after Jax Jones.
CFM's On The Fly.
It is time to play On The Fly. Woo, I'm so excited. We're going to give you a code. All you need to do is crack the phonetic code for your chance to instantly win a $250 Rex Airlines voucher. The new Devonport to Melbourne route starts on August 19th. The phone number is 1-300-655-922.
And we're going to do it on the fly. So we're going to take the call first and then give you the clue. Mm. On the fly, line one today, I think. Good morning, CFM. Who's this? You're on the air.
Hello, it's Renique. How are you?
Good, thank you. What was the name again?
Was that Monique?
Renique.
Renique. Oh, beautiful name.
Where are you from, Renique?
No, Renice. I'm from Wingate.
Renice, all right.
Our phones are pretty hard to hear, not going to lie.
Yeah.
So
all right, Renice. We have the name right now, Renice.
You do.
Okay, good. We have to get the name right before we give you the clue.
It's worse than the birthday book, Adam.
All right, Renice, we'll give you the clue and you give us the letters in the phonetic alphabet, okay?
Okie dokie.
Here we go. Good luck.
Today's code is F-M-L.
F-M for Mary and L.
So we look at F for Foxtrot, M for Mike, and L for Lima.
The answer to my code is Foxtrot, Mike, Lima.
She's done it. Renice has done it.
Well done.
Excellent.
Congratulations. You've instantly
just won yourself a $250 Rex Airlines voucher.
That's so awesome. Thank you.
Congratulations. You can enjoy that new Devonport to Melbourne route. Starts August 19th. Hang there. We'll grab your details in just a moment.
Adam and Ari for breakfast.
My money don't jiggle, jiggle. It falls.
On Bernie's hit music station, 101.7 CFM. Call 1-300-655-922.
Still to come, we're going to be joined in studio by Kiwi Elvis. He doesn't say, oh, thank you very much. He says,
oh, that's choice.
Probably. I made that up. I'm sure he probably does say thank you very much.
I don't think he says that.
We've also got Chorus Kings next. You ring and sing for your chance to win a $50 Leading Edge electronics voucher. We'll do it after Harry Styles on CFM. Harry Styles on CFM's Adam and Ari, 18 to 9.
Take it to the chorus.
La, la, la.
Chorus Kings.
Sing it!
We want you to sing it for your chance to become a Chorus King for this week. You have to be in it to win it. You could be in the draw to win a $50 Leading Edge Electronics voucher. They are local just like us, and all you need to do is just finish the chorus.
Alrighty, we'll give you the line. You give us the next line. 1-300-655-922. Here's the line.
But if it happens again, I'm the most so sadly to the arms and the lips and the face of the human cannibal that I need to, I want you.
Oh, that's choice.
1-300-655-922 if you know the next bit.
But if it happens again, I'm the most so sadly to the arms and the lips and the face of the human cannibal that I need to, I want you.
Oh, Adam.
Do your country proud. They're an Australian,
so
Australian
good.
Act.
Let us sing the whole song, please. 1-300-655-922.
Sing it to the chorus.
La, la, la.
Chorus Kings.
Sing it.
Robert from Smithton is on with us to be today's Chorus King. Robert, we're going to give you the line of the song and you take it from there, brother.
Okie dokie.
Here we go.
But if it happens again, I'ma move so silently to the arms and the lips and the face of the human cannibal that I need to, I want you.
Go, Robert!
Ooh, I want you, I don't know if I need you, but ooh, I've got to find out.
Ah, oh, brilliant oh, work. Robert! Let's check the tape. Ah, oh, of course he's right, he's done it.
Go, Robert! Congratulations, you're our Chorus King!
Thank you.
Well done. You're in the draw to win that $50 Leading Edge Electronics voucher. They're local just like us. Hang there. We'll grab your details.
Okay, thank you.
That's Savage Garden on CFM as we welcome to the studio Kiwi Elvis.
Elvis is in the building.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for being here. Kiwi Elvis, so you're going to be at the Devonport Bowls Club tomorrow night and Saturday night. And where are you from?
Well, originally from New Zealand, but I call myself a Tasmanian because I'd stayed here for quite a few years with the local band, and I married a girl from Devonport, and so, but we live in Sydney now.
Yep, so strong local ties. Now, tell us about the backing band that's backing you this weekend.
Oh, the guys that I've known for a while, quite a while, and we'll put it all together. We're rehearsing this afternoon, and we'll get it together. And Elvis says the show must go on, and that's what we're going to do.
He's a hard worker, Elvis.
Now, you were just telling me you were doing like Elvis shows before the movies, and you were doing 5 30-minute shows before each movie. That's a lot of shows for 10 days straight.
That's right, yeah. They called me in and they said, can you do it? And I said, yep. And so I did. And what happened was I did 30 minutes before each session. They had 8 sessions a day, and I did 5 of them at 30 minutes a show, entry show. And they'd all come in from different parts of Sydney and walk in. And kids, what I was amazed about was kids dancing and doing all the Elvis movements and things like that. And I'm talking kids 5 and 6 years old, that type of thing. And so that in turn says that Elvis is going to keep going for a long time. Because,
definitely. Yeah.
And they're dressed up, they got jumpsuits on and things like that.
Oh,
and so,
how cool.
And then the parents, of course, they do everything as well. And yeah, we did 80 shows in 25 days and 30-minute show. So it was full on, but it was great. And but I must say, I did have a couple of other ETA, which is Elvis tribute artists, come along, and so I said, well, you're not going to watch me. You're going to get in and sing a song as well. So they jumped in. Dylan sang a few songs, yeah. Mm.
So how many Elvis performances do you think you've done
altogether? Well, I seriously took it on 2017, and as an Elvis tribute artist. Prior to that, I was just a normal cabaret artist, travelling the world and all the rest of it. I've been doing it now for over 40 years, and I decided to do the Elvis. I went to Parkes. Parkes is a big Elvis festival in New South Wales, and probably the biggest one in Australia, and probably the world, actually. And I went up there, and I didn't know how to get into it, so I busked on the streets, 40 degrees sunshine plus, and busked there, and out of that I got a job in one of the hotels, and I've been there ever since.
Have you ever visited Graceland?
I have. I've been to Graceland twice, that's very nice.
Very cool.
But the beauty about it is Memphis, in general, like the Elvis part of it, it looks after itself at Graceland and things like that. And you've got a lot of things to see, a lot of things. You cross the river, and on the riverbeds is all these rocks. And you look at the rocks, there's something on these rocks, and you go and have a look. And it's all names of different people from all around the world. They've signed on rocks on the riverbed, on the bridges, on everything, on the brickwork around everywhere. So it's that sort of scene. But in Memphis itself, they live off Elvis. You go into Memphis, you go into Sun Studios, and I said, this is where Elvis sang the song Mama and that sort of thing. And you go down the shops, and I said, this is where Elvis sat when he had his coffee, and this is where he got his clothes from. And so they all feed off that, and they all get their bonuses and whatever from people going there, because they spend money there.
Well, we've got a few minutes. Would you like to play a song for us while you're here? You got your guitar here.
Oh, yeah. Can I play the last one a bit to finish off the show?
Absolutely, of course.
And we'll do that just before you're ready to go. It'll probably take a couple of minutes or something to do so. But I'd rather talk about Tasmania and my experience here. I was a motor mechanic up at Gary Park for 2 years at Gary Park, and in that time I became a member of a band called the Count Five in Devonport, and we did a lot of gigs. And then I decided, this is what I want to do. Because prior coming from New Zealand, I'd finished my apprenticeship, mechanic apprenticeship, and came over and worked in the workshop in Gary Park. I wanted to be a singer because my mum and dad were singers, and so I joined this band called Count Five, a whole bunch of guys, and Glenn Whitley was one of them, and I'm staying at his place at the moment, and a few other boys. And we did that, and then I decided I want to go further, so I joined another band. Barry Cole was his teacher, I think, wasn't he? He was a school teacher, and his partner, Judy, I forget out the name, but she said, if you're going to go to the mainland, you need to have singing lessons. So I went to her for singing lessons, and then we moved into the jazz side of things, and then I went to Melbourne. Rusty Wally looked after me in Melbourne. And then I went to Sydney, and an agent picked me up there, and I've been working ever since.
This experience and talent and home roots in Devonport, make sure you get out to the East Devonport Bowls Club this weekend. It's all happening.
It's
to
all
see
fun.
The Kiwi Elvis himself.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast. Listen now at work on the iHeartRadio app.
Yes, good morning, CFM's Adam and Ari. We're still joined in studio by Kiwi Elvis. He's going to be at the East Devonport Bowls Club Friday night and Saturday night. Only $10 to get in. Are you going to perform a number for us there, Kiwi Elvis?
Wise men say only fools rush in, for I can't help falling in love. So it goes, some things are meant to be. Take my hand.
machine, for I can't help falling in love with you. For I can't help falling in love with you.
Kiwi Elvis.
Kiwi Elvis!
Catch him Friday and Saturday night at the East Devonport Bowls Club. Ladies and gentlemen, Kiwi Elvis has left the building.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Adam and Ari for breakfast on CFM this morning, talking about your favourite excursion as a kid. A whole heap of people have said Hagley Farm as well. It's a key candidate here.
I've never been to Hagley Farm.
Me either. No.
Oh, we've both never been to Wadamana. Well, I've forgotten how to say it again,
check
Adam.
Check the tape from Sean.
Yeah, good, good. It's pronounced Wadamana.
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 Thanks, Sean.
Never been to Wadamana or Hagley School Farm. Mm. So, to be honest, I've never actually been to the Cadbury Factory in Hobart either.
You haven't been anywhere, really?
Well, no, I'm not from here, so that makes sense.
Mm. Yeah, I'm from Hobart, so Hagley's sort of towards Lonnie. I've heard of Hagley, though, so maybe if I didn't, maybe my dad went there for work or for some reason, maybe. But yeah.
Maybe.
It's sort of between Deloraine and Lonnie, Hagley. Hagley Farm.
Yeah, I know where Hagley is. I've just never been to the farm.
Yeah. Me either.
An excursion spot. I think we need to do an Adam and Ari excursion.
What, to Hagley?
Yeah, maybe.
Wanamana?
Mainly Wanamana. We've got to get that compass.
It's right in the middle.
And find those things.
Right in the middle of Tassie.
Could someone hide some stuff for us to find?
Don't know.
Or are they already just out there?
No, I don't know if they do excursions anymore. This is all in the past. See, Isaac said that he went there and it's right in the middle of the Tassie and he's not sure if they'd even do excursions anymore.
Oh, devastating. Joshua, V8 Supercars, Port Arthur.
That's all right.
Not sure if they were at Port Arthur or if they're two separate ones, but that's a pretty cool excursion.
Lynn went to Disney on Ice in Melbourne.
Oh, nice.
At the zoo. 1970s, that was.
90, okay.
Think of the safety. There was no safety, probably. We'll leave you with Jerry Shears with your Workday Hits. We're back tomorrow morning from 6. See you then.
Bye.